Most of the voting has yet to happen in California, but already the possibility of legal recreational marijuana has cities and businesses all up and down the state preparing. Some leaders in some cities are already adopting temporary bans on growing and smoking pot. Others, like the city of L.A., are looking to the March 2017 election to change current law on dispensaries. Right now, only medical marijuana dispensaries, but next year could be other kinds of dispensaries as well. Now, in addition to legalizing and taxing pot, Proposition 64 also dictates how cannabis can be packaged and marketed. And that's where we turn to Frances Anderton, who's host of KCRW's Design and Architecture, with this week's DNA on ATC. Hi, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
I want to talk about that last part, the packaging and marketing of marijuana. From a design standpoint, what are we seeing on that front?
Well, you're seeing a big business explosion. Designers are hungry for this market. What Prop 64 is adamant about is that it's urging caution on how marijuana is marketed in terms of the groups that it is directed towards. So, for example, products are not to be directed towards children. They're not to be sold in places where there's certain percentages of people under 21. But design companies are looking on this as the land of opportunity. Let's hear from Alex Halperin. He's editor of the newsletter Weed Week.
The industry is in the midst of a huge charm offensive. So there are brands out there that are geared towards seniors, towards, I think, the Holy Grail, which is adult professionals.
So adult professionals, Stephen, like you.
and like millions of other Californians,
like millions of other Californians who may remember or be aware of the way in which marijuana used to be so-called branded, which was kind of illicit and, you know, has certain associations, you know, such as the sort of Rasta kind of ethos around it. Well, this is something that designers are saying is something that one now can steer away from. So, for example, you even have our Long Beach rapper Snoop Dogg, who has his own company, Leafs by Snoop, hired the branding firm Pentagram to give his ganja products a look. The designer from Pentagram says she wanted to wave goodbye to the Rasta crunchy hemp outlaw look. You're seeing this also popping up in the design of dispensaries. For example, we spoke with a woman, Megan Stone, her actual real name. She's a designer based in Phoenix, Arizona. She herself came up as a bud tender, saw business opportunity while working in a dispensary, which again had that kind of slightly illicit feel. So she saw opportunity to redo the dispensary as something more akin to an optometrist's office or Scandinavian interior that you might see in Interior Design magazine.
Her name is Megan Stone. That's her real name. And you called her a bud tender.
Steve, there's going to be a lot of terminology that we're all going to be getting used to, as well as a visual language that we're going to start getting used to. You know, this is rather similar to coming out of Prohibition. We used to have an interior design world of speakeasies, and out it all came above the surface, and we have bars for the last 8 years. Now we're going to get used to this new kind of storefront, the dispensary that feels light, bright, maybe orienting towards luxury product, maybe like a wine bar. There's a lot of thinking going on in how marijuana is going to be marketed, and you're going to see it in packaging, and you're going to see it in interior design.
And I suspect all of that marketing, all of that design is flying in the face of the people who don't want this to pass. So what are the people against Prop 64 saying right now?
Well, they're saying that if passed, the measure would allow for things like the marketing of marijuana-laced gummy bears to children. They're worried about what this might mean for driving. They're on so many levels, yes, people are anxious. But what is very evident is that big business is ratcheting up, looking at Tuesday as the opportunity for the floodgates to open to a multi-billion dollar industry.
Frances Anderton with today's DNA on ATC. Frances, thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.